Hey Teves, Tuesday the 18th of December, Rabbi Yaakov Pielet, Our Potential.
So I'd like to thank everyone for the opportunity to speak here. It's unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. I didn't know about these series of shiurim. It's unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. All the B'nai Torah get together for the shiurim. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says, Misha Nashcho Akrav, Mutter Lilchosh Olav, Vafilu B'Shabbos. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'afal pi she'ena davar mo'el klum, ho'ol v'mesukanu, hitiru kadei shelo titarv daito olav. So it's mutter to do a lachash, for a person to save himself from a bite of a scorpion. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, the reason is because since it's dangerous, so we let a person do it so he doesn't go crazy because he's worried about it. Even though the lachash doesn't really help. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Gra here says, brings that this is from the Rambam, and he says, He says that everyone's cholik on the Rambam. It's not just to calm him down and not say he shouldn't worry. That's why he's saying the lachash, but the lachash truly helps. And we see that in Gemara's all over. And then he says, it's like an incantation. I'm sorry. And he said that the reason the Rambam says that this incantation doesn't really work, and it's only like a placebo, only to have the person calm down, is because he was nimshach after philosophy. And then he said, that's why he said that kshafim, witchcraft, and shamos, and these things, and shadim, and kamiyas, all these amulets, he says, oh, it's all sheker. And it's v'kfar hiku also al kadkado. This is very strong lashonos. There's a machlokas, whether or not all of these things are really in kaputo, these type of spells really do work, or in spirits, all these things, or if they're just, or if they're not, it's not really real. He says that there's all these gemaras. The Gra brings all these gemaras that say that, you know, iglatilsa, that they created an animal. There's all these different things, the supernatural things. And also amulets. Vela philosophia hitaso berov lecha, lefarish ha-gemara hakol b'derech halotzi. And he said the philosophers is what led the Rambam to learn these things as mashalim, and to not learn them as the simple meaning in all these areas of amulets and these incantations. And then the Gra says v'chash v'shalom eini mamin b'hem v'lo mehem onam. And he says he doesn't agree to this, and he says ela kol advarim heim kipashtan el sheish ben pnimius. They have a real inner meaning. Lo pnimius shabale philosophia, not the pnimius, not the internal meaning of philosophy, shem chitonios, which is really external, ela shabale emes. So he says that in philosophy, they think that they're getting to the center, to the pnimius, to what really is the emes of things, and the lashon of the Gra is that this pnimius, this going to the center, to the emes, is really only stays chitzonius, only stays on the periphery, on the outside. So again, the internal meaning and the depth of the philosophy really is external, as opposed to the real meaning, the real pnimius, which is the emes of the Torah, which is really maybe Kabbalah is referring to. So that's the difference. The pnimius of philosophy really remains chitzonius. Really remains on the outside. It hasn't really come to the central point and to the emes, as opposed to the Torah, which right away goes to the truth, to the center, and to the emes. So this understanding of philosophy, that even when they think they have reached the truth and the emes, they're still remaining on the outside in the chitzonius. This I understood from my Rebbe is really the definition of what Chachmas Yavan is. Chachmas Yavan is a chachma that goes to get to the truth, to the inside, to the pnimius, but still remains, like the Lashon HaGra, chitzoni, on the outside. And if we understand what Chachmas Yavan is, we can understand why it is this way. That there is a truth there. They do define things, and they do find real chachma and real there's real chachma there, real wisdom there, but that wisdom only stays on the outside. It can only describe things. Let's say like science or medicine. They're only testing things and seeing what goes on in the outside, but they're not going to the inside, what's behind everything. They can only describe and they can only define what they see in front of them in the physical world. And this is a chitzonios, which they're calling panimius, which is only staying on the outside and not defining the true things, the true emes behind things. The Baal Masil Sesharim has a sefer Derech Etzchaim. He comes to explain what the Chachmas HaTorah is and how it's not like other Chachmas at all. V'hodianu bazeh ki emes hadavar shatorah hi mamish or echa nitan liyisrael la'orba. That the Torah is a light. And it's not like Chachmas HaNachrios v'yedios hachol. It's not like any secular knowledge, which is only a yedios davar ma, which is knowing something, which you could feel, which you can masig with your seicha, but the Torah is really a light. And he goes on to explain that it's mamish, exactly like a light. It's not just it's a parable to compare it to light, but it's really light. And like light goes into a dark room, the light of Torah, when it goes into a neshama, can light up the whole neshama. And he also explains that the light of Torah is exactly like fire. If you have an ember, an ember that's not yet a lit, and you blow on it, then light and fire can come out of it. And he said, that's what we do in the Torah. When we have an ember, which is the words of the Torah, and we're Torah to understand it, try to go to the depths of the sugya, to understand the sugya be'iyun, that's like blowing on this coal. And we blow on this coal, we can bring out the fire and the flame, which is the Or HaTorah, which is inside the words of the Torah, and that can light up our neshama. And I don't know if we pay attention to enough, but in the war between Klal Yisrael and the Yevanim was really a war between these two chachmas. A chachma that was just describing and defining things, and a chachma that it's really a light. And we say it in the Alanisim, Vashkicham Torasecha, Zeidi Biad Oske Sarasecha. It was really a war of two chachmas, of two ways of understanding the world, two ways of knowledge. And then I don't know if we deal with enough that the nace of Hanukkah was really to prove this point, that we have the nace of the Pach HaShemen, and this is a Pach HaShemen that if we have all the chachamim of Yavan to take this Pach HaShemen and define it and to see what is the koach, what is the ability for this Pach HaShemen to light, how long can it light? They would say it's one day, and they can't go anywhere else. They can only define what's in front of us. But Hashem made a nace to show us that the physical world around us, we can go much deeper in that physical world. It's not just what we see in front of us. It can be a nace. There can be something that to happen in the physical world that's not lafi, what we can explain. That's the real pnimius. And Hashem chose to show us this in the menorah. As we know, the menorah is the keli in the Beis Hamikdash that personifies chachma. That someone wants to have chachma should be yadrim when he davens. That we see the kli that is keneged the chachma of Klal Yisrael. This kli, goof on this kli, Hashem showed that what there is in the world is not just what we see, what meets the eye. What meets the eye is only what we can define. Is only the amount of burning time there is in this shemen according to the physical world. But Hashem showed us once a miracle. In this miracle to show us that there's not just what meets the eye. There's more behind this. In the chachma of the Torah, in the light of the Torah, is something much deeper. Is the emes, and there's ability for a nace, and there's ability to have something to happen with this chachma that's not lefi, the boundaries of the physical world. And this is the last open miracle. And the rabbis, set up that we should be koveya to light this through the long exile on our houses, to be koveya on the batim, that we should keep this message with us through the long and dark exile, to remember that that what there is in this world, the physical world, is not just what meets the eye. There's a koach behind things. There's a koach of neis, and there's a chachma of Torah that can light us up in a way that the physical world, the physical boundaries, don't allow us. And I know we're after Hanukkah already, but I think we have to realize that the chachma of Yavan, the fact that we just look at the physical boundaries around us, has wounded us, and we take it with us, unfortunately, through our whole lives. We're impressed by physical things. We're impressed by titles. I heard a maisa once that a Baal Bas came from America, and someone wanted to take him to the Chazon Ish, and he was trying to. This person was trying to explain to this person who the Chazon Ish was. He was explaining how he could call Torah Kula, and he could do miracles, and his tremendous diligence in learning. And if the person really didn't appreciate who he was, so the one bringing him to the Chazon Ish was trying to get him some way to appreciate. So this Baal Bas from America said, I can't relate this. I want to know how important he is. Tell me, how much money does he make a year? That's how he wanted a label. He wanted somehow to know what's his importance. He needs to put a dollar sign. He needs to put a title on his importance. I heard also that it's a Levi of the Stipler on the radio. They didn't want to put it on in Israel to announce it until they had some kind of title for him. Is he a Rebbe somewhere, or Shiva? No, he was just learning Torah all day. They couldn't understand the importance of a person. The Stipler was holding up the whole world, was giving light to the whole world. But they couldn't see in that something lefi, the physical boundaries, lefi titles, lefi money. They couldn't understand a way to appreciate that. And even worse, we're impressed by stam physical things. If we would hear a rabbi giving a shiur and someone would say that he used to be a weightlifter, he used to be a boxer, we'd be impressed. And that's obviously silly. It's obviously silly. We don't realize how much Chachmas HaYavan has wounded us, that we're so bound by the physical world, and we're so impressed by the physical world that the Chachmas HaTorah that we're learning hasn't yet eradicated from us the Chachmas HaYavan, which has gone deep into us. And I think in a few places in the Torah, even before the Nes of Chanukah, we're given different mishalim to show us the different even dinim to show us how not to be bound by what we see in the physical world. We see that there is the din of the Seir HaMishtaleach, that there's two Seirim, and they're supposed to be Shavim, they're supposed to look the same. And even though they're supposed to look the same, even they have to look the same, but still one goes LaShem and one goes LaAzazel. That we shouldn't be bound by the cover, we shouldn't be bound by just what we see in front of us. We can know there can be two things in front of us, seemingly exactly the same, but in Bepnimius, one is LaShem and one is LaAzazel. And I think the Rakhanta even learns that that's the avoda of Yom Kippur, to bring these two things, bring the Panimius and the Chitonios, to put them back on the right makom after the Chet of Anmarisha. And the Maral says that there's even an earlier makor for what brings this lesson that we learned from the Seir HaMishtaleach, and that's from Yaakov and Esav. The Yaakov and Esav, even though they look the same, but still, one was a tzaddik, and one ended up being a rasha. And he said, "Gufa." From there, from that one, that original mashal, that original case of two things on the outside seeming to be similar, but bepnimius on inside being totally different, that we got from Yaakov and Esav. And then it's there he brought the shnei gediyizim, and then the Maral explains that those shnei gediyizim are what those shnei gediyizim are. What from that we have the schus for the two Seirim on Yom Kippur. So we see that already from Yaakov and Esav, we see that two things can look the same, But on the inside, the pnimius, be very different. And the Mara also explains, that's why the zera, the pnimius, the inside of Yaakov is what ends up killing Esav. Because even though on outside they look the same, but in pnimius, Yaakov is sholed over Esav. And I saw a beautiful makor that even earlier we see this. The Haggadah of the Ritva says, V'dab emes, ki lekach yatza Esav harasha, v'ayatumim Yaakov v'bet enechad. Did we ever think about, why is it that Yaakov and Esav are twins? Why should they be twins? So he says, why is it that they're twins? Kidei she'avinu kol ha'olam. So that the whole world should understand, ki tzidkasol shel Yaakov me'atzmo baslo. That the whole world should understand they're twins. Why? To teach the whole world that the fact that Yaakov was a tzaddik, he was so righteous, that was because of him. Lo b'marechas mazel, v'lo miteva aveim, v'lo machriach acher. We can see all the outside things are the same. They have the same parents. They're born from the same beten. Everything seems to be the same. They look the same. Everything seems to be the same by Yaakov and Esav. But still, one can be a tzaddik and one can be a rasha. Hashem made it that they should be twins, that the whole world should understand for all the generations that it doesn't matter what doesn't matter the outside circumstances. It matters what a person does from himself. It's because shaharim bebetin echad nolat, because they were born from one stomach. The Esav yatzal atar b'sra, Esav went in the wrong way. The Yaakov halach b'derech tovim. So we should think about every time we realize Yaakov and Esav being twins. Hashem wanted to teach the world for generations. That how a person comes out, it's a person's own responsibility. It's our own responsibility, as our own responsibility, not because of anything happening around us. And so I talk about another beautiful makor. My kid came home from school, and his Rebbe asked him, why were the brachas and klalos given on Har Grizim and Har Eval? So I looked around, and I saw that Rav Hirsch has a beautiful explanation on why the brachas and klalos were given on these two mountains. So he said, these two mountains are almost the exact same height, and he goes through everything there, the same winds, the same seeds, everything about these two mountains is the same. But Har Grizim, where the brachas were given, is beautiful and flowers and grass and foliage, and Har Eval is desolate. And Rav Hirsch explains that Hashem wanted to show us that if a person is zocha to the brachas or klolos, is only based on dvarim pnimim. It's not based on any external forces. The external forces can all be the same, but even though the external forces are all the same, it can totally come out the exact opposites. It can come out either to be for a bracha or chas v'shalom for a klolos. And it would be bad enough if we only looked at, like we mentioned, the outside world based on these glasses of the physical boundaries and how things seem to look on the outside. But unfortunately, it doesn't stop there. And I think we're too quick to even judge ourselves based on these outside boundaries. Maybe we think of ourselves, maybe I'm not smart enough. You know, we always want to define things. What's a person's, you know, we want to know what's an IQ, how quick does a person remember things, how quick does a person understand something, how good is a person's memory, what kind of a family does a person come from, how good are we compared to the people around us, are we the best in the class, are we the worst in the class, what's my profession. And we look at things based on the external circumstances. But I think if we look to the MS, we can realize that we're not bound by the physical world outside us, and our circumstances. Already the Rabban mentions that in the Meraglim are not mentioned in any order that we're used to. Not the Degalim, not the way that they were born. So he says they were listed Lefi their Milas, who was the most chashuv. And there we have Yeshua and Kalev, and Kalev and Yeshua being third and fifth on the list. So we see, if it would be a class in front of us, who would we think would be destined to greatness? The third in the class, the fifth in the class. And this is Al Pi Emes, this is Al Pi Hashem. Who is the best people? Who are the best people? And the ones at the beginning who didn't seem to be the best people, the most chashuv, Those were the ones who ended up being the Gedolim from Klal Yisrael. And the Chafetz Chaim, in Shmiras HaLashon, speaking about the Meraglim, he speaks about a similar Nakuda. He says that the Yetzer Hara of the what went wrong with the Meraglim, we have also by us. And sometimes we think that we're not chashuv enough. And that's what the Meraglim thought. They thought they weren't great enough people to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So this Yetzer Hara, the Chafetz Chaim says, we have by us. Sometimes we have something to learn, something to do, something to work on in our own Avodas Hashem. And we think we're not great enough to do this. We think we're too small. And we have to take a limud from the Meraglim, not to think we're too small, and to realize what we can attain based on what Hashem gave us. And I saw a beautiful makor. Says the Yalkut says the Ksil Adam Yivalenu, a foolish person. Who's a foolish person? Ze Yoshua. Who would we think would be a foolish person? Yoshua. Shalohaya ben Torah. Unbelievable. This is the Lashon of the Yalkut. Yoshua, who was a person, leader of the whole Jewish people, and the Medrash is telling us that Yoshua was a Ksil, a foolish person, and he wasn't a ben Torah. How could it be such a thing? It wasn't only a personal thing. The whole Jewish people, referred to Yoshua as a foolish person, as a not a wise person. So it says that Yoshua, even though at the beginning maybe he didn't have the abilities of a leader of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael realized this. And they would call him the foolish one, the Ksil. That's how they referred to Yoshua. But because he didn't give up, and he was Masharis Moshe, he was the one who inherited the Gedula to become the leader of the Jewish people. We can't imagine such greatness of Yoshua. And that came from something that at the beginning was someone who was considered a Ksil. There's Maisim, a lot of Maisim of Gedol Yisrael, who at the beginning weren't considered to be wise, and in the end ended up being Gedol Yisrael. I'll just mention one of them to you. I met an old Yid, and he told me that when he was in Cheder, he said he was in the same class as someone who's one of the Gedol Yisrael. And he said everyone in the class used to make fun of him. They used to call him, in Yiddish they were calling him, like he had a head of a gourd. They would refer to him. And in school, he was the one who wasn't the Matzliach one. And then, like this old Yid told me, he said, in the end, they all stayed on the bottom. And this one who they used to make a fun of, that he had a head of a gourd, he ended up being one of Gedol Yisrael. And then afterwards, he said to himself, this old Yid I met, he said, you know, we must have made a mistake. He must have really been smart. Right? And I was thinking, that's an easy excuse for us all to take, and to think that we're making a mistake, and really the person had those kishonos. But no, it's obviously not true that Hashem makes it, that if we're amal in Torah, that we saw from the Baal Masil Sesharim, that the Torah is not like a chachma, not like the chachma of Yavon. It's not the boundaries. It's not the we're not limited by our boundaries of our intellect, the boundaries of the family we're born into, the boundaries of our positions in life. We're not bound by anything. The light of the Torah, just like the light can go into a dark room and light up the whole room. The light of the Torah can go into our neshama and change our neshama and light it up in the ability to know Torah and become a Gadol B'Yisrael. Also the Chazon Ish said, if you're walking down the street and you turn a corner, you can see nothing. And then all of a sudden you turn a corner and then a whole new vistas are opened up to us. We can see a whole new world. We can see a whole new world when we turn the corner. He said that same turning the corner can be in our own ability to learn Torah, in our own ability to work on ourselves, in our own ability to reach success in the spiritual world. All we have to do is turn the corner, and Hashem can change us to an ability to greatness, to spiritual greatness. a little bit of a side nakuda. It seems that it's mashman Chafetz Chaim. We've heard from others that even before things are changed, we have to realize if we have a bad natiya in something, that Hashem made the world. That Hashem made the world that we have good kochos that work is juxtaposed to the bad nekudas we have. Hashem should help that we shouldn't be blinded by the Chacham of Yavan and impressed by the external circumstances, the trappings of the physical world. We should realize, even though there is emes and truth to Chachmas HaYavan, but that Chachman truth, that what they call the panemius, the internal, really remains only a definition and really only a describing the external. But in, like the Gras says, the true panemius, the true inside of Chachmas HaTorah is a light. That's the emes. And if we realize that the inheritance we have from the Torah and the Chachma of Torah is to realize we have the true panemius, the true inside, and the true light, the aura of Torah. This aura of Torah can go into our neshamas, like the Ramchal said, and light up our whole neshamas. And we shouldn't be bound by where we are right now, and realize that all of us can really reach greatness.